According to a couple of the advocates we have on the show, they say there are about 40,000 children in the state who qualify for Medicaid but are not enrolled in Medicaid. Now, I will say the Human Services Department told me briefly when I asked them about being on the show that their figures are more like 20,000. So, unfortunately, they were not able to be on the show to talk about that discrepancy. I think regardless, either number is very large.
But you did have an assortment of parents and advocates, legislators who serve on the Health and Human Services Committee, community clinic providers on the panel for the show. And what exactly did you discuss with them about the changes that are coming to healthcare in New Mexico with the implementation of the expansion of Medicaid and how that will affect children? Let's start with that.
Well, we talked about first some of the challenges. We had a couple of moms on who maybe at times themselves have been on Medicaid, but they have children on Medicaid, and just about the very onerous process of getting the kids on Medicaid, keeping them on Medicaid, and also what it's like a couple of times they had gone for a time without coverage and what that felt like when you know your child is not covered. One of them has Medicaid for one child, and her other child has a private plan. She actually had an interesting story about when one was sick, had to go to the ER for croup, and she hated herself for feeling this way, but she was so thankful at the end of that that it was the Medicaid child who was the one who went to the ER, not the one on the high deductible private insurance plan, the only one they could find for her, because they would have been out a lot more money. But that's the reality.
So how common is it to have families who have this kind of mixed healthcare coverage situation?
I gather it's not uncommon from what the advocates said. They brought up one of the things we talked about was with the Medicaid expansion, which is coming through the Affordable Care Act. Of course, that is dealing more with adults. It does make a difference, even if your kids are on Medicaid. If you are not covered, it still impacts how that child accesses health care. One of the things we talked about was the culture of accessing care. What does that look like in a family if you're not used to it? And I thought that was quite interesting because it is easier to get kids on Medicaid. You don't have to prove as much, but it doesn't mean they're necessarily getting great care if the parents aren't covered. So we talked about that. We talked about what it's going to look like with the expansion in terms of Medicaid, but also people who will have access to private insurance under these state exchanges. And there was a lot of concern about the nature and depth of the outreach that will take place under the Human Services Department to make sure people understand what is out there for them, what is available. This all starts in October and is supposed to be ready to go by January. We're talking about thousands and thousands of people getting into the system. So it seems like there's going to be a number of glitches, which is probably not unexpected.
So what do the advocates want to see the Human Services Department do?
They'd like to see possibly more money put into outreach and also in sort of non-traditional outreach rather than putting out flyers or putting out radio ads, maybe sending people, including navigators, which I believe are required under the federal plan, sending these people into rural communities or hard-to-reach communities so to make that face-to-face contact. And they feel like that's going to be key in getting people to sign up for things that they haven't realize they're eligible for, and to encourage them, if they're eligible, to sign up for Medicaid. We did talk a little bit about the stigma of that, because that will be a factor as well. Even if someone's eligible, they might not want to do that. So those are all the kinds of factors that they're hoping that the Human Services Department is working on. And as I say, we couldn't ask them directly. I would have liked to.
Megan Kamrick is the producer and host of Public Square on New Mexico PBS. Thanks for your time, Megan.
Thanks a lot, Elaine.